The following message is a production of Tony Broom Ministries. The title is God Gave.
Welcome to our chat session this evening, our Zoom session. This is the time that we have to get together, and I'm glad that we could come together this evening in the name of the Lord. This is what we call our sanctuary session, and during the time when we cannot be together in church, we can join each other on Zoom. And we're talking this evening about God gave. God has given so much. And the scripture tells us that we have a true and living God that he gave. God is not one who will put bad things on you. He's not one who will give you bad things. Now, he will judge sin if he has to. But God does good things. Our God is a good God. And good God does good things. God gave, and the scripture we know so well is John 3:16. It talks about God the Father giving. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This verse alone tells us that God gave. God is a giving God. God does not take things from you. God does not do bad things to you. He is a God who loves us and a God who gives to us, a God who's there to answer all of our questions. And during times of trouble and times that we're going through right now, we know that God is a good God and he gives good things to his people. He is an everlasting Father. And it says the reason that God gave is because he loved the world so much. And he loved the people that are in the world. For God so loved, and that's a compassionate word. He loved it so much. He loved the world and the people, the souls of the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave us not just a chip off the old block. He gave us the best thing that he had. He gave us his only begotten Son. And he gave him because he loved us so much that he sent him. That is God in the flesh. God is like saying, I'm not going to just give you a piece of me. I'm not going to just give you a piece of jasper wall out of heaven. I'm not going to give you something that would just be a pearl out the gate. I am going to give you myself. And the reason and way that God gave us himself is that he sent Jesus to the world so that we could have life. God the Father gave. And Isaiah chapter 53:10 says that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. When Jesus came to the world, he came to die for the sins of the world. And God loved us so much that it was almost like God saying, look, I want you to bruise him. I want you to hit him. I want you to crucify him. God loved his Son. And you know that it broke God's heart when they did the things that they did to Jesus. But God had so much love for us, it was almost like it pleased the Lord to bruise him. And in fact, that's what the scripture said. Romans 4:25 teaches that God gave Christ. He was delivered. He handed him over to that evil crowd. He handed him over for our offenses, and he was raised again for our justification. He loved us so much. When Jesus came to the world, he came exhibiting all the love of God. He came giving us everything that God had, and he came to show us who the Father is and who the Father was. Jesus came to us, and he said, here's what love's all about. Here's what God is all about. He dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus came to show us who God was. When God gave, he gave us his Son. He gave us his very best. Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So when we have Jesus, we have it all. When we have Christ, we have everything. God did not spare his Son. He did not keep him back from us, but he delivered him up for us all. And if he did, and we know he did, How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He gave Christ so that we would have life, and we would have it more abundantly. When we see the lightning flash and we hear the thunder roll like it's doing this evening, we know that this is the work of God, and God has the whole world in his hands. He is a powerful God, and he does great and mighty things. He spared not his son, but handed him over for us all. And that's why he can with him also freely give us all things. When you got Jesus, you've got it all. You are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. God the Father gave. And if you say God gave, it's imperative that all the three persons of the Godhead were involved in this giving. God the Father gave, God the Son gave, Mark chapter 10, verse 45, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus didn't come down here to be served. He didn't come to the Holiday Inn Express. He came to a lowly manger, Bethlehem, and he came the lowly of the lowlies. He who was rich became poor so that we through his poverty might be rich. He who was high became low. He who was great became a servant. And he humbled himself and became a servant, even unto death, the death of the cross. And that's why God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. God has fixed it where we would know that the gift of God is eternal life. John 6:33. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Jesus came to give us life. The bread of God. He said to the Jews, it's not like your fathers who ate manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread of God, that if you eat of this bread, you'll live forever. And praise God, we can have the gift of God and eternal life right now this evening, wherever you are. It doesn't matter. The devil doesn't have the power to stop the word of God. He doesn't have the power to shut down the church. He might can get people out of the sanctuaries temporarily, but he does not have the power to stop the word of God. It's a crazy devil who would open a liquor store and try to shut a church. But I praise God that God is able to reverse that thing. When the time they used to have revivals, they would tell me that the liquor stores were shut down and the church would be open. And now when the hell-going devil is on the loose, you got the liquor stores open and the church is shutting down. But God is able to turn this thing around. He loves us so much, and he gave us Jesus, who came from heaven, the bread of God, to give life unto all that are in the world. Jesus said, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. When you look at that old booger man, that old slewfoot, he's got it out for you to try to destroy your soul. But when Jesus came, he came to give us life, and he came to give us life more abundantly. Not just a little bit of life, but a whole lot of life. In Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus gave himself. When Jesus came to give, he gave everything that he had, just like God the Father did. He gave himself. Jesus gives us life. He gives us himself. And when he gave his life, he didn't give someone else's life. He said, I came to suffer and to give my life a ransom for many. He gave his life, he gave us abundant life, and he gives us eternal life. This is the gift of God, that I would give him eternal life and raise him up at the last day. God the Father gave, God the Son gave, and so it's necessary also the Holy Ghost. God the Holy Ghost gave. In fact, he said, Jesus did. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. So the Holy Ghost gives us power. When he comes into our life, what a glorious thing when you think of that day when you received Christ as your Savior and made him your Lord. and the Holy Spirit of God came into your life. Praise be to the Almighty God. When He came into your being, and He's been there ever since, He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He comes to do great things. The Holy Ghost gives us the power of God because He is the power of God. And He shares with us the wonderful gifts of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about it in verses 7 through 11. You want to go to the 7-11? Sometimes they say you can't go to the store sometime anymore, but you can go to the 7-11. Gets you some gifts of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. God wants to manifest Himself in your and my life right now this evening. He wants to manifest the glory of God. He wants to bless you, and He wants to that manifestation of the Spirit to be a profitable thing for you. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, to every person, to profit withal. He wants you to be blessed, and He wants you not to be bound by the things that are around you, but He wants you to be blessed, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. We need wisdom, Lord have mercy, to know what to do in the time that we live right now. We need the wisdom of God, and God gives us that wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. God's Spirit brings to your mind and heart things that you don't know, things that I don't know, but He gives us a word of knowledge. And the gifts of God are in operation. This is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't want the church to just go into a corner and hide somewhere. And I realize there are times that we have to draw aside the virus, coronavirus situation, and all these things that happen. But God does not want the church to shut down. God wants the church to prosper. That's why the word of God is going out into all the world. There have been people that all over that have talked about the sermons and messages. People are getting saved and blessed. And that's why God says, I will build this church upon the rock. He's not talking about a church building. He's talking about His church. I will build a church upon the rock, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so He gives us the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, to another faith by the same Spirit. The Scripture said, I believed and therefore have I spoken. The devil cannot shut our mouths because he cannot stop our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Praise God. We know that the faith of God is what it takes to overcome the world. And He gives us not only faith to be saved, but He gives us faith as a spiritual gift. The Holy Spirit, that same Spirit, gives us faith. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. We need the gifts of healing, brothers and sisters. When a virus, when a flu, when an epidemic and a pandemic is trying to take over the world, we need the gifts of God in operation. God's will is that we be made whole. He said in Isaiah 53, with His stripes, we are healed. And Himself bore our sins and took our infirmities upon Himself. He wants us to be healed, and He wants the church to operate in the gifts of healing. Jesus said that those who would believe, they would have these signs to follow them. In My name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. To another, the working of miracles. God is a miracle-working God. He still performs miracles. If we will get in touch with Him, He'll be in touch with us. And the miracle worker has not changed. God is still the same. If He were not the same, He would not be the God that was and is and always shall be, because He would be a changeable God. And that's not the kind of God we serve. We serve a God who never changes. He still performs miracles, and He wants to use you and I to be a part of the body of Christ to do that. To another, prophecy. That's such a wonderful gift. You say, well, I just had a word of encouragement. I just tried to speak and lift somebody up. Do you know that's prophecy? God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to lift somebody up. And there are a whole lot of people who need to be lifted up now. And we have the words of encouragement. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Jesus gives us the words that he has given them to us. He said, I have given to them thy word. John chapter 17, he talks about the disciples. And he said, Father, I have given them your word. I have left my name with them. I have given them your peace. And we have prophecy as a means of lifting up the body of Christ to another, the discerning of spirits. God will let you know what's true and what's fake. He'll let you know. To another, and we're mostly familiar with the last two, divers kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. And we still believe, of course, and we operate in tongues and interpretation. All these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. And so the Holy Ghost is involved in operating these gifts in our life. When the Holy Spirit gave or gives a gift, he does not relinquish ownership of it. Rather, he shares it with, in, and through us. This is truly God living in us and operating through us and with us and flowing in our life, through our life. No wonder Jesus said in the last part of Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, freely ye have received, freely give. And God gave. He wants you and I to give because we got to be like God. And the way that we're like God is to do what God did, and that is to be a giver. We are to give because God gave. That's why we give financially. That's why we give spiritually. That's why we do it, is because God gave to us. And we cannot help but give because we're like God. If we want to be like God, if we want to be like Jesus, if we want to be like the Holy Spirit, we have to be one who would give. And that's what God wants us to do. When you say give, everybody automatically refers that to money. But you know, none of the things that we've talked about this evening necessarily has to do directly with money. The Holy Spirit, you don't have to have money to buy him. You can't buy him with a house full of gold. And the Jesus, you can't buy Jesus. Jesus came to pay the price for us, not that we have to pay the price for him. When Jesus gives us what he wants us to have, we are so blessed beyond measure, and we have so much to be thankful for. God is a good God, and he came to do us good. He came to give us all the blessings. In fact, there's a verse I want to say before I quit in 2 Peter. It talks about all the things of God. All the blessings of God are given to us. In fact, it says he has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. That means life. That's your salvation part. And godliness is, of course, too. And life is this life as we live. We live in this world right now. We have life. We have to deal with things. We have to try to get the things that we need. We need food. We need drink. We need things to help us. We need clothes. God knows that we need all that. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So we don't have a thing to worry about because God is going to take care of us. He has given us all things that pertain to life and all things that pertain to godliness. That's our salvation. Praise God. We have something that the world cannot take away, that the world cannot have. They can have it if they come to Jesus, but they cannot have it by staying in their sin. They have to come to the Lord. And we have life. He has given us life, and he's given us life more abundantly. Jesus gave. God gave. The Holy Spirit gave. And you and I are to give. We're to give out to this world. There is no time better than now to let our little light shine or our big light shine. Whatever kind of light you got, let it shine. Because Jesus is the light of the world. We are the light of the world. We have the opportunity to share the good news of the gospel with all people throughout the world. Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be in this place with these people this evening, wherever they are. And I thank you that we can come together in Jesus' name. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you that you gave. You gave until you had nothing else to give. You gave us everything you had to give. And I praise you for the opportunity to love Jesus. What a wonderful Savior you've given to us. And then Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. And what a wonderful gift of God that you've given us, the Holy Ghost of God. And precious Spirit of God, you give us so many things. You give us the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. You give us comfort. You give us strength. You comfort us all during the night, all during the times when we don't know what to do. You come along beside of us, and you are our comforter. You're our guide, and we bless and praise you, Lord. I pray that many people would be encouraged and blessed and lifted up tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
This message entitled God Gave has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.